One of the conditions that puts you at a higher risk of dying if you get COVID-19 is type 2 diabetes. And new research has just been released from Otago University showing the impact of dietary fibre on that illness. Lead author Dr. Andrew Reynolds is on the line now. Hi there, Andrew.
Hi.
So what did you set out to look at here?
So this was a randomized controlled study where we gave participants with type 2 diabetes different foods. And that, what we did is we compared the effects of those foods on their blood sugar control, on their lipid levels, so their cholesterol levels, as well as some other markers. And what we compared was whole grain foods, which is part of dietary guidelines, such as traditional oats, whole grain bread, and brown rice. And what we compared them with was whole grain foods that had been finely processed. So sort of more food processing, milled down, such as instant oats, wholemeal bread instead of whole grain, and then brown rice pasta, where it had been crushed into a flour.
So still those same sort of fibre elements, but they've just been processed in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our guidelines talk about whole grains, but they don't talk about the amount of processing. These foods still had the amount of fibre in them, and they had the same sort of macronutrient composition. But what we did is we finely processed one group, where we left the other more intact, more as you'd find it on the plant, or what was used traditionally.
Okay. And did you notice any difference between the two groups?
Yeah, we did, and we were surprised by the size of the difference as well. What we saw is that in that blood glucose control after all meals, people who had the more traditional chunky whole grain foods, the less processed ones, had improved blood glucose responses after dinner, lunch, and breakfast, but mainly after breakfast because that's when most people had their whole grain foods. So that's when they were eating their oats or their toast. Yeah. And we also saw a surprising difference where the people who had the processed whole grains gained a little bit of weight over the two weeks. I'm not talking about much weight. It was around 400 grams of body weight on average. And then the people who had the less processed whole grains lost around the same amount over the 2 weeks. So there was an 800 gram difference in body weight between the two groups. And that's despite us. We never gave them advice to eat less or to move more. So they shouldn't really have lost any weight, so we were quite surprised to see that difference.
Yeah, what sort of size are these groups? I mean, statistically significant?
Yeah, it was a statistically significant difference. What we started with 31 people. They all have adults with type 2 diabetes, and they did both of the interventions. So for 2 weeks, they had the really chunky, less processed whole grains, and then after a washout period, they had the other intervention, which was the more finely milled whole grains.
So that suggests that if you have type 2 diabetes and you are following the eating guidelines, that you're actually better to focus on unprocessed whole grains than on processed whole grains, right? That's the intuitive sort of learning from the research.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we think is going on. We think dietary guidelines should recommend less processed foods such as whole grains. And this sort of study provides that good example. Well, we've got the same foods, but we've processed them more, and there is a difference in how our bodies responded to those whole grains.
Why? Why is there a difference?
Ah, that's really interesting. So I guess if you're having we have health claims on foods in New Zealand that promote, you know, this food contains whole grains are a good source of fiber, and this will improve your body weight or your lipid levels or things like that. But the level of processing has sort of gone under the radar for a while. It's not in the definition of what a whole grain is. It doesn't consider processing either. But when you break down the grain, you're sort of making more of the starch inside it more available. Oh, yeah. And you might be sort of breaking down the fibers as well, so they're no longer operational. So we like having high fiber diets because in the body, fiber makes us feel fuller, so we might eat less. It also blocks the absorption of cholesterol levels, which we try and avoid due to heart disease risks. And it also slows down the absorption of sugars into the blood as well. So it does a lot of roles within the body. And we think that when you break down the whole grain, you start processing it, you're destroying some of the capacity of those fibers to do those roles.
Might this be useful information for people who don't have type 2 diabetes?
Yes. So we haven't tested that in people without diabetes. We mainly looked at people with diabetes because it's important for their clinical management and also because when they have a big blood glucose response to a food, it's much bigger, so it's easier to see a difference there. Mm. We think this advice is relevant to everyone, however. And I think a lot of the dietary guidelines might start to look more and more about promoting less processed foods. There's different research completely to what we do that looks at ultra-processed foods and how they might encourage overconsumption and they might lead to excess body weight gain or sort of abnormal blood glucose responses. And so that sort of aligns up nicely with our research that specifically looks at whole grains and blood glucose response, suggesting the less processed, the better, really.
And is there any chance that the other foods that they were eating or food groups that they were eating were changing too? For example, I mean, just for instance, if they were eating those instant oats, I think they sometimes come with sugar added, or maybe the brown rice pasta might have come with a particularly creamy sauce.
Yeah. So for this study, we provided our participants with the foods we wanted to eat. And we gave them as much as they wanted and just said, for your normal grain foods, just swap them out and have the foods we've given them. So we gave them breads that a baker made for us that only differed in the degree of milling of the grain. We gave them oats from Haraway & Sons, which were either the traditional oats or the instant oat. They didn't have any added sugars or sweeteners or anything like that. And what we advised people was is just to replace these into the diet, have them as you would your normal foods. We did some measures of a biomarker in blood of whole grain intake. And what we saw is that for both groups, that when they ate their whole grain foods, that biomarker went up a lot in the blood to the same degree. So it looked like it was balanced. They had around 5.5 serves of whole grains per intervention. And we also looked at their total diet, asking them to record what they ate every day. And we didn't see differences between the two interventions. So it's not like they changed their amount of protein or their amount of fat or anything like that. It was just that they had a balanced sort of diet for the two interventions. So we think it's more to do with the processing of those whole grains.
And so and I understand you're not at a point where you're giving people dietary advice, but if you were to take this study to heart and try and improve your own eating, should people just be swapping their processed whole foods, whole grains, for unprocessed ones, or should they actually be upping the amount of fibre that they have in total?
Yeah, it's a really good question. There's a lot of messages already in dietary guidelines about replacing refined grains, so things like white bread or unrefined bread, with whole grain foods. And so this study sort of adds a little bit of nuance to that. If when you're choosing your whole grain foods, have them as less processed. We have dietary recommendations in New Zealand to have around 25 grams or more of fiber per day. And at the moment, the typical New Zealander has 19 grams of fibre today. So as on average, we're not quite meeting those targets anyway. When we looked at the study, we did a study 2 months ago when we looked at the amount of fibre people with diabetes should have, so type 1, type 2, and pre-diabetes. And we found actually the best benefits were for people who had those conditions already to have around 35 grams of fibre a day. So a significant increase from the 19 a day that most New Zealanders have.
And what's the best way of upping the amount of fibre that you eat?
So I'm all about getting fibre from foods. I'm all about increasing whole grain intakes, be it brown rice or oats or that chunky whole grain bread. Having more vegetables within the day. Lots of different vegetables provide good amounts of fibre. I'm a consumer of legumes, so things like kidney beans and chickpeas, as well as whole fruits as well. So all those foods are the main sources of fibre within our diet. And if you're sort of basing your meals and your snacks around them, you can't go wrong.
What are you going to look at next?
So this study was really interesting, and it had these interventions of 2 weeks' duration. We're now moving forward because the results were so promising that we're going to do bigger studies of longer term. And what we're going to start to do is we're going to start to, instead of seeing participants or patients come into our clinics every week and talking to them, we're actually going to start delivering foods to their door and leaving them for longer periods of time. So for 12-week periods, delivering things like high carbohydrate or high fiber diets or high healthy fat diets, we're going to start delivering them to their door for 3 months. Really hands-off approach. It's up to them to see if they can take it up and incorporate them into their meals, and would love to know more about how they do that. And then looking at their blood responses afterwards. So are they improving their risk of heart disease? Are they improving their glycemic control if they have diabetes? And what other benefits can we see just by providing healthy foods?
Oh, what a pleasure to talk to you. Dr. Andrew Reynolds, National Heart Foundation Fellow of the Department of Medicine, Otago University. Well done on this breakthrough. It's something that everyone, I'm sure, will have to think about and try and incorporate in their own eating. And nice to talk to you today.
Thank you, Jesse. It was great to talk to you too.